Hello, everybody. Happy Friday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. And I'm going to start our ritual today by lighting some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space, as always. As I do so, I am going to invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe to do so and you are able to do so, and start to deepen your breath. And as you breathe, tune into your body, allowing yourself to relax, to get into a meditative state, to really let whatever message is meant for you to hear today to come to you, to really remain open and just be present with yourself in this moment. In a moment, I am going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And when I do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day. Whenever you are ready, take that deep breath in. And keep breathing in, make it a deep breath, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone that is here across space and time, sharing this breath and this ritual. Can allow your breathing to return to a normal pattern, and feel free to open your eyes or leave them closed, whatever feels right to you. And I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, tune in to that theme of space and justice. What does that mean to you? Do you have any questions or queries or insights that you're seeking, or that maybe you've stumbled upon recently in relationship to this theme? Justice really is about this lived reality. And I think it's important because it is bridging the gap between our divine reality and the reality of this lifetime. And both are important. This card so just popped out. And it is the King of Pentacles. Again, I believe we got this on Tuesday? Did we get this on Tuesday or on Monday? No, we got this on Tuesday when we were talking about Source, and now we're getting it to talk about space. Fascinating. I will briefly describe it again. Just in case maybe you weren't here on Tuesday, but it is a man in binary and regalia that just looks very lush, and there's castles in the background, and he's sitting on a throne, staff in one hand, pentacle in the other, and these almost bull-like figures adorning either side of his throne, and he's just very regal. He's a king. Of course, the pentacles is the suit of financial wealth, financial gain, but applying it to justice and space, I think the same way in engaging with this with Source, it really was a call to see all of the abundance that's around us that we can tap into and access. I think this is asking a similar thing, but within justice and space, to tap into a positive mindset before we get to work, or not before we get to work, while we are working, right? There is progress being made. There are resources around us that we can continue to use. And I think one thing that can get really difficult when thinking about all of the obstacles that it feels like there is to overcome is, I could never do all of the things I want to do. I could never give back enough. I could never make enough. I could never do all of the things. that mindset is actually stopping you from doing any of them. And yes, there are so many things that we can do. Doing one is better than worrying yourself about which one is the right one to do. In that analysis paralysis, we must just move forward. But in that moving forward, we can also acknowledge that, yeah, there's a lot left to be done. While we can't pause the work to pat ourselves on the back, we can take the energy of progress with us into the future work. As bleak as I think these times feel, and I don't want to undermine that at all, progress has been made and will continue to be made because we are unstoppable. For our mantra today, using this theme of space, justice, and the card, the King of Pentacles, our mantra is going to be, we create progress together. Calling to mind what we can do as one person does not feel like much. But when we look at that in the grand scheme of everything that there is to be done and all that people are doing, that is more than just tiny drops in a bucket. It is a rainfall of love and kindness and generosity and forward momentum. So, here in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of together we make progress. Go ahead and take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, together we make progress. For our practice today, I want you to find something that someone else is doing that brings you hope. Whether that's a post you see on Instagram that makes you excited about this new nonprofit, or a friend of yours that is volunteering at a local community organization, or someone who helped someone across the street, or is holding doors open, or anything that brings you hope. And even if it's really late at night, and you haven't necessarily found one just randomly in your day yet, go search on Google. Go try and find something because hope is timeless and necessary to energize this work. Find some hope today. Thank you all so very much for being here for our daily ritual. Please share in the comments down below what brought you hope today. And share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this reminder. I am very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. And until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are watching this ritual, please like, follow, subscribe, rate, review, comment, share. All of the engagement things. That is the best way to support our daily ritual and the Cohere Collective. If you are curious about the collective and our story, my story, and all of the things that we are doing, head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn more, read more, and see all of the wonderful things that are out there. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily rituals theme music, and I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.